Protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products.
Save big money at Menards.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Following is a presentation of Jacob Sports.
Get money, yo.
My man, what's up, brother? What do we got, father?
Welcome to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com, and I got the greatest sports betting lineup in the world. We got some of the sharpest sports bettors on the planet on this show right here, about to give you some NFL selections for this upcoming week. We're going to talk about Thursday Night Football first, and let me bring on the 8-ball. 8-ball, we got a 1-7 Panthers team going up against a 2-7 Bears team. The line's 3.5, 3 juice, 38.5. Who are you liking this matchup? We're getting right down to business here. We're not wasting any time.
I like the home team here, -3, if you can catch 2.5. But I think they get it done here. They played the Saints well the first half last week. They were able to move the ball. They had close to 400 yards of total offense. Baggett seems like he's getting more comfortable at the QB position. And this Bears team is really good at stopping the run. So I think they're going to make Panthers force them to pass the ball. And we've seen Bryce Young. He struggled a lot this year.
Yeah, let me go to Matt Moltepas from the College Kids next. Matt, Tyson Baggett, he's been a turnover machine. He's thrown 5 interceptions over the last 2 weeks. He had 3 last week. I know you like the Bears a little bit here. Does that worry you at all?
So a little bit, but we also got to remember that Brian Burns is out, and he's the best pass rusher for the Panthers. So, you know, it kind of evens out a little bit, and that's the way I'm looking at it. I still lean the home team, but, again, I haven't touched this game, and it's a little bit of a tougher one for me.
Yeah, I mean, usually if you've got two bad teams, I mean, 1-7 and 2-7, and you're getting 3, 3.5, I mean, the game's a coin flip, right? I always look to take a dog on a coin flip. I'm going to go to Philly Rooster. The Bears are playing without 4 of their starters tonight. Who are you liking this matchup?
Yeah, I mean, this is such a garbage game. It's a shame for Amazon or for Prime TV to have these. I mean, just almost, it's garbage almost every week. They've had maybe 2 good games. But, yeah, I'm kind of with you here. I lean the dog a little bit. In a fight like this where I think it's going to be very low scoring, I kind of lean under as well. I'm with Matt. I didn't make a bet on this game yet. I know me. And by the time kickoff comes, I'm going to be on one side of either the side or the total to root this thing in. I'm leaning on the under if I could find – maybe a 39.5. And I'm with you. If I can get a 3 even money or 3.5 -20, I'm going to be looking to bet the dog here.
Let's try and guess who Sheep likes. Are you going to lay the favorite here, Sheep?
I actually, I like the Bears in the first half.
Not a bad
Bears
bet.
1.5 first half. But I do think Carolina shot their load with their first win. And they get 3 for the year. I think they should be happy. And the Bears are playing a lot better ball, so. But I like the Bears for the first half.
You know what worries me about Carolina? They haven't been able to move the ball or score points against some of the worst pass defenses in the NFL. If you look at their opponents, the opponent defenses, some of the worst pass defense. So, man. But then again, the Bears are a turnover machine. That kid's a turnover machine. He just started. It's just, I don't know, Roos. It's such a tough game, man.
It's a tough game. But you got to remember, this is, you know, these two teams are going for the first overall pick, and the Bears need it worse than the Panthers do. The Panthers think they're set at QB. So they want to win a couple games this year. You know, they won't mind picking, you know, 7, 8. The Bears have to get this first pick. They're in complete and total turmoil. It's rip down mode. They're motivated to lose this game.
So what are you saying, that they're going to just cut Justin Fields or what?
Yeah, they're going to move on from him. He doesn't fit in this system. He's not the right guy. He's not happy there. I think Fields is done in Chicago this year.
Really? I was trying to let Russo talk as much as possible, because the next thing we're talking about is the Eagles' dominance. So we got about 2 minutes left in this segment. He's going to bury each and every one of us. Russo, you want to go ahead and get it over with?
Wait, give him 30 seconds, because that's all we need. We have to have rebuttal.
He's got 2 minutes to bury us here in this segment.
It really, you know, I've been thinking about this all week. And the Dallas Kool-Aid, I don't know how some of it got into the Philly area. There's actually an investigation going on. But it looks like it all ended up in South Jersey and in Center City at U2 Doorfronts. I mean, this team is full of complete frauds. They got a terrible coach. They have a mediocre quarterback. They have an overrated, aging offensive line. And they have one great defensive player. And if you stop him, it's the game. Now, you look at that Eagles game. The Eagles covered easy.
Wait. Easy. Covered easy?
It was the game of inches.
Dallas was never in the lead and never in contention.
They led at halftime.
They were never in control of that game. The Eagles were in control from
basketball to final.
You're
are the ugly girl at the bar.
Hold on. A lot of my Twitter followers. Hold on, Baba. A lot of my Twitter followers wanted me to make a list of the Dallas excuses. Stevie, what was that first one? It was a game of inches. Let me get these down. Maddie, what was yours?
I didn't say that. But Dallas.
What were you saying? I want to get all the excuses down to why your team is 5-3 and the Eagles are 8-1. I have everything down.
We got 40 seconds left in the segment. Rooster, be honest.
We're not going nowhere.
Frauds.
Do the Cowboys match up well against the Eagles? Do they match up well against the Eagles? Let's be honest. Come playoff time, if this game was in Dallas or neutral field.
The line was 3. It was the right line. The Eagles won by 5. The Eagles they outperformed the market. When they go to Dallas, the game's going to be a pick, and Dallas may win that game. I'll give them that game, because NFC East teams split. But when a big game comes on the road and Dallas is going to play 3 games on the road to get to the Super Bowl, they have zero chance.
First of all, Dallas will be done.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get
protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FPP, RV, and Marine antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to -50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FPP, ready-to-use RV and Marine antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products.
Save big money at Menards.
On the grid, SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. And if you're looking to purchase the sharpest sports betting information on the planet, the moves that shape and move the market, make sure you stop by thephillygodfather.com. Sports betting packages start at just $3 a day. You can pick up Rooster's package. You can pick up the College Kids package, the 8-Ball and Sheep's package on there at thephillygodfather.com. Memberships start at just $3 a day. Thank God Dave Mason is on. This way Rooster can stop crushing us about that Dallas bet. Dave, what's going on, brother? Glad to have you back. He's burying us.
Yeah, I love it, man. I love it, Rooster. Take those traitors out up there, man. You know, if I show up in the Philly Godfather, a Baba, and a Cowboys hat, I'm out. You guys got to find a new guest, man.
Yeah. We don't bet teams. We bet price. We bet.
I know, man. I know. Yeah. But come on. It's the bird.
This one guy sent me a text, Dave. Don't show up at the parade. We'll be looking for you. I got a bounty on my head in Philly.
Nah, I got you. But come on. You gotta bleed a little Eagle Green there, man. Come on. It's a win-win. That's a win-win. Whatever.
He loves sticking.
Dave, let me ask you a question. Are the Eagles the ugliest 8-1 team in the NFL?
Yeah, but you know.
They're the only 8-1 team in the NFL.
Exactly.
And yeah, but you're the ugly.
They're the most beautiful, and they're the ugliest.
Well, the way I see
wait till the end of the season when you're crying and they're out of the playoffs and they're home.
I mean, they have a bear of a schedule coming up. We know that, so they ain't gonna stay one.
Dave,
one loss.
I've been hearing that now for 3 weeks.
First,
it was
Father
saying the next 9 weeks.
They win again.
It was the next 8 weeks are brutal. Then they win again. The next 7 weeks are brutal. Then they win again. The next 6 weeks.
Wait a minute. Listen.
These are brutal.
Hold on now, Flacco. Your team is playing your Eagles. So who are you going to be smacking on the butt that night?
So here's the funny thing. I got a little stat for you, for the listeners. Jalen Hurts, when trailing, quarterback rating 121.4, first in the league. Dak Prescott, when trailing, quarterback rating 65.1, last in the league. That's your quarterback. That's who you put your money on. Go ahead, Dave.
Mike dropped there.
Let's get Russo on. Dave,
hold on. Just so you know, Russo. He had his first winning week out of 9, let him give him his 5 minutes of pleasure. It's over next week.
We didn't even get to Miami yet. Go ahead, Dave.
The Eagles are so great that the price on them to win the Super Bowl moved like 50 cents. Big deal. Yeah, they're that great. Anyway, let's go to Dave Mason from Bet Online. Let's break down this Thursday night game. Bet cap percentages, sharp action, etc. Panthers at Bears. What's it? 3.5 juice, maybe 38 at Bet Online. How's the sharp money on this one?
Yeah, we're at 3-122, 38. Open 2.5, 41, 58% of the cash, 61% of the bettors are on the Bears. A little bit of sharp on Panthers +4, little bit on Chicago -2.5 too. So this is a perfect game for betting, man. Those horrible games, thank God we can bet them or no one will watch.
You know, a question I always wanted to ask you, and I wanted to ask you last week because they had that game over in Germany. Whenever they got an early Sunday game, what's the betting handle like? Is it more like a primetime game? You get a lot more action on that?
I wouldn't say it's as big as matchups matter too. But, you know, those England games usually, I mean, we had that great matchup last week, but, you know, usually they're Jacksonville versus somebody or something. Usually they're not the best games, but I'd say they do probably between 2 to 3 times as much action as they would if they're that same game was at 1 o'clock. You know, it's hard to kind of compare it to a prime time game. You know, it does start early too. So, you know, people in California might not, on the West Coast, might not be up yet to bet it, and even, you know, mountain time. So that's kind of a factor too. But it gets a lot more action being a standalone game than would be an afternoon game. Now, what it doesn't do as much action would be if it was a prime time game? No, not that much. So it's in between there.
Are you seeing a lot more action, like, from everywhere else other than the U.S. on those type of games?
I really haven't noticed, to tell you the truth. We're such a North American book, you know. I mean, we do take worldwide action, but, I mean, our bread and butter is North America. Yeah. You know, and then when we do take ROW, rest of world action, it's usually sharp stuff. You know, there's not a lot of, you know, casuals joining from, you know, wherever, somewhere in Europe just to bet with us. It's usually sharp guys who got booted from all the Euro books and, you know, they're coming over to Bet Online and, you know, wherever they can get down. So, you know, that's the thing. Whenever, this guy signed up, you know, you always hear from the risk guys, like, you know, is this guy sharp? And I'll send some sharp stuff. He's from Yugoslavia or the Republic. So that just sets off light bulbs. Not that they're sharper people, but it's like, okay, it's a syndicate over there that got kicked out of everything over there. That one up.
All right, let's go to the next game on the board. This is big. Browns against the Ravens. The Ravens have been on fire. Their odds are plummeting to win the Super Bowl. They look like one of the teams to beat in the AFC. I think the game opened to what, 6? It's up to 6.5, total of 38. Which way are they betting this one? Is there any sharp money on a side or a total?
Yeah, we're at 6.5, 38, open 6 and 39. Ravens are getting the action, 57% of the cash, 59% of the bettors are on the Ravens. A little bit of sharp on Baltimore minus six, under 39 and under 40 as well. A little bit of sharp there.
All right, next game on the board, 49ers, man. They've lost three in a row coming off the bye. Both teams are coming off the bye, I think. Lane three on the road at 45. Which way are they betting this one?
Yep, 3 and 45, open 2.5, 45, 73% of the bettors, 61% of the bets are on San Francisco. A little bit of sharp on San Francisco, minus 2.5, under 46.
Well, the next game up, the Bengals look like they're back. They look like they might do another deep playoff run. They're laying seven at home against the Texans. That kid from the Texans, man, he's one of the better rookie quarterbacks I've seen in a long time. He's been on real. How are they betting this one, Dave?
Yeah, 7 and 47, open 7.5 and 45.5. 59% of the cash is on Houston, but 61% of the bettors are on Cincinnati. That kind of tells you a little bit something there. Yep, sharp, a little bit of sharp on Houston, plus 7.5 and under 48.5.
All right, next game up, Lions laying three on the road against the Chargers team, who's just as talented as 90% of the teams in the NFL, and they're starting to win, they're starting to click a little bit. You're getting 3 points at home. Is there any sharp money on a side or a total here?
No sharp, nothing sharp on this game yet. Line is currently laying 3, 48.5, opened Detroit 1 and 49. Detroit's the public side, 63% of the cash, 83% of the bettors on Detroit, getting a lot of good early volume there.
All right, great, man. Thanks for coming on the NFL show.
Steve, I got a question for Dave Mason.
What's up?
Dave, real fast, I saw today they had the press conference for the Bare Knuckle King of Violence Championship, and you're a combat sport guru. Any opinion on the Mike Perry, Eddie Alvarez King of Violence Championship? Eddie Alvarez is from Philadelphia, our home area.
Yeah, man. I mean, what are the current odds? I know we have them. I just can't. I know we got Perry as a favorite, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I like Perry. I like Perry in that. My heart will be with Eddie, though. Yeah, you know, being the Philly guy and all, but I think Perry would get it done there, just a little bigger, a little stronger. But you know, hopefully Eddie can get it done. Eddie's scrappy, man. He's a legend. But,
he's a scrappy kid.
Oh man, he's awesome, dude. He's one of my all time favorite MMA guys. Not just because of the the Philly connection, but just because you know how he fights, and he's a darn warrior in there.
He can box too. I used to box with him.
Oh yeah,
Front Street Gym. On Frankfurt and Clearfield in Philly years ago. We're talking 20 years ago.
Perry's a psychopath, though. Man, he's going in there against
the underground king takes the decision over him.
Yeah. Well, yo, yeah. I like it. I hope you're right.
I'm a fan of the knuckles, the bare knuckles, and I like Eddie. So, and plus, he's a hometown guy. So, I'd like to see him.
Let's do it. I'll be rooting for you. Let's go. I can't wait.
All right, we have about 30 seconds left in the segment. Dave, let everyone know where to find you and what kind of deals you got at BetOnline.ag.
Yep, on Twitter, at Dave Mason, BOL. Come over there and give me some love because a couple guys called me a loser today. That kind of hurt my feelings. promos, BetOnline.ag/promotions. We got the promo codes there. 100%.
Protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP, RV, and Marine antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees. Keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP, ready-to-use RV and marine antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products.
Save big money at Menards.
50% bonus for crypto, 50% sign-up bonus for other methods. We've got the fastest payouts in the industry, so we pay fast.
There you go there. All right, check out Dave Mason at Bet Online and start firing. Thanks, Dave, for coming on.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Real quick, I want everyone to check out UnderdogFantasy.com. That's UnderdogFantasy.com. Sign up right now and use promo code WIN, W-I-N, and they'll match your deposit up to $100. That's UnderdogFantasy.com, and we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. I want everyone watching and listening to check out thephillygodfather.com for all your sharpest sports betting information. We're giving out games that move and shape the market. This year alone, we've helped $100 sports bettor win over $18,000. We're up over 180 positions on the year. That's Philly Roosters, Sheep. That's the whole VIP pack. So make sure you guys check out thephillygodfather.com. And as we're waiting for Pro Football Doc to come on the show and give out the injury updates, let's go back to this Eagles future that that Rooster likes so much in the NFC. I mean, you're going to tell me the Cowboys don't worry you at all come playoff times. The way they matched up against the Eagles in that game, it was a game of inches. Some of the calls went the Eagles' way. I mean, the Cowboys got stopped at the one-inch line. That was pass interference.
We had the referee.
Matt Prescott's foot went out of bounds.
Two-point
conversion. How are you not worried about the Cowboys team?
All right, I'm up to 10 excuses. That's good. I figured I'd have about 15 by the end of the show. The Cowboys season ended on Sunday, and it's a shame. But
what?
They're going to have to go on the road now three times to get to the Super Bowl. They can't do it. Dak Prescott's not that guy. He doesn't go on the road and win big games.
Who scares you in the NFC?
San Francisco more than Dallas, especially when they start rolling again. Dallas is a non-factor. They can't win on the road. They're not going to win the division. They're 2.5 games up with one tiebreak. Now, you can tell me about the schedule. The Bills were on that schedule, and the Bills aren't what we thought they were.
No, they're not.
So that's a win. We got a bye week, and then we get Kansas City on Monday.
Time out. You got Andy Reid, and you got the Eagles. What are you going to do? You must in be pulling your hair out.
In Philly, I lean Kansas City. But you have to remember, Jalen Hurts is that guy. Dak Prescott isn't. If anybody's going to be
he threw for 200 yards in Kansas City,
it's going to be the Eagles.
He threw for 200 yards. He had a fumble that he recovered. He was lucky to recover. They got so lucky in that game.
That's 11. Lucky. Okay, what else? What else you got? Come on, Matt. You got something.
I don't got nothing. I mean, they're up at half. They lost, man.
Hey, was it the wind?
It was a close one.
Wait, Stevie, you got something. Come on. Was it? What happened? The blades of grass were too long? The guy adjusted the mower? Come on. You got something.
I'm just keeping all the receipts and bookmarking everything you say. We're going to circle back in January.
Yeah, Rooster's on fire because this is the first time in 40 years that Sheep's quiet like a mouse.
Listen, they won the game. Even though he said that they had the game in hand, I don't know what game he was watching. Or, you know, Steve, are you drug testing him? Because I don't think he knows. The Eagles trailed most of the game.
Trailed most of the game. That's 12.
Most of the game.
What else you got?
Did they December not 10th. Question?
What else you got? You're on 12. Come on.
December 10th, Dallas will be home. You know, they lost at the end of the game by a little bit. We'll see what happens.
The Rooster's so slick. He's already setting it up.
With you right now on December 10th? Because that's what you said the line is.
Dallas is good at home.
Answer the question.
He already said he likes Dallas.
On December 10th.
Dallas is good at home. That's when Dak's comfortable. He's got Jerry Jones' lap to sit in. He could go out to dinner with his wife. The minute he goes on the road, the guy crumbles like a cheap suit. And the playoffs go through Philly.
What did he throw for? Three touchdowns and like 375? He crumbles
at the end. He steps out of bounds when no other quarterback in the world would step out of bounds. What is he, a moron?
That was a pass interference.
He doesn't know that out of bounds stops the play. Was that the issue there?
Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
He's a fraud.
He's on a roll. Let him be.
Steve, in all respect.
There's nothing we can do. She's burying us. She's pushing us. I'm trying. I ran out of ammunition. I got nothing else to say.
There's 52 weeks in a year, and he gets 1 week where he can go off. And this is it. So remember.
You know what's a little bit interesting, though? When we go to against the spread numbers, obviously, Eagles, you know, awesome. They've been, they're 5-2. Cowboys 5-3. But when we look at the margin of victory, I mean, the Cowboys are better than them. And against the spread plus minus, the Cowboys are better than them as well. So we'll see December 10th what happens. You know,
You know what the difference is? This Eagles team is very physical, and their physicality has won a lot of games this year. You see it on fourth down, and that's something you really – it's hard to quantify. It's hard to put it into your handicap because it's first and nine on every possession. I mean, if it's fourth and one, you're not stopping that team, and that's huge. They extend drives, you know, kind of deflates opposing defenses, doesn't it, Rooster?
It does. And look, Dallas is good. The problem with Dallas is, like I said, they're very comfortable with the lead. And that's a sign of a good quarterback when you can be behind and the quarterback plays better. I think Dallas has put together a nice squad. Their issue was they didn't go at the deadline and pick up a running back like Derrick Henry or somebody like that. Because if they did, they probably would have won that game because they could not keep their drives moving. And they'd be in a totally different position. But the real life issue for them is they're going to be on the road again in the playoffs. And it's almost impossible to win three road games in the playoffs. Nobody can do it. So even if you don't get the bye and you get a home playoff game, if you win your division, you're still in the hunt. But if you got to play three road games, it's very tough, especially with a quarterback like Dak. Well, and that's what it looks like they're going to be.
It's been done before, but like you said, it's really difficult. And with that Eagles home field advantage, we've seen that, you know, in the playoffs, they're tough to beat. I mean, you saw San Fran coming last year, and they just buried them. They were knocking people out the game left and right. So I'm not sold on the Eagles pass defense. I think they're beatable. Now, do they lose? I mean, they keep winning. You can't argue with success. People talk about Sirianni being an okay coach. I mean, how do you argue with his success, Rooster?
Yeah, but I think they're in trouble against Kansas City, and I think they're in trouble in Dallas. But I think they'll beat Buffalo. So, I mean, if they come out of this next four-game stretch 2-2, Dallas cannot catch them. It's not happening.
All right, let's go to the 49ers. They're playing the Jags this week. They're laying 3 on the road. It's 45. Let me go to 8-ball here. 8-ball, do you like anyone in this matchup?
I like the under in this game. This is one of the tougher games on the board. I think it can go either way here. I mean, both teams are coming off a bye week. San Fran needs a win very bad. And the Jags right now, they're rolling. Dougie P has Trevor Lawrence playing out of his mind. And their defense looks tough.
Yeah, let me go to Matt Maltemps from the College Kid. You've been on fire. You like anyone here?
So the Jags, I mean, 5 games in a row that they've won. Doug Peterson has them rolling. Trevor Lawrence has been rolling. But when you look at the defenses and the defensive fronts, the teams are reversing. No one really matches up with San Fran's defense. Like, their opponents have not had the strongest defenses. I mean, the strongest one would probably be probably Kansas City when we're looking at opponent yards per play. And they only put up 9 points against that, the Kansas City defense. So I'm really liking San Fran if I can cash the 3. I think, off a bye week. I love Dougie P, but I think San Fran, Shanahan coming off a bye week, I think they're about, due after 3 losses in a row. The only question mark I want to ask Doc about is the offensive line with Williams and their guard. So
he's coming up right now. We got him in the green room, and I want to let everyone know that SICScore.com, their NFL matchup cheat sheet, had its best week of the season last week. The biggest injury-based mismatches were the healthier team had an SIC health score advantage of over 5 points, went 9-2 against the spread, and now they're offering a free week trial of full access to SICScore.com, which includes SIC picks. All you got to do to get a free week is sign up at SICScore.com to SIC picks and use promo code Godfather, and they're going to hook you up. Doc, thanks for coming on. We're going to have you on this segment and the next one because we only got 2 minutes left on this segment. Thanks for coming on this week, Doc.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Cool. Anyone got a question for Doc before we start flying away?
So, yeah, based on the game that I was just talking about, the game I was talking about, Doc, was the San Fran game versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. I know Trent Williams and Aaron Banks, left tackle, left guard, were questionable. I was just wondering your thoughts and the status of these two players because I think it's very important that if they do play, I think San Fran can cover this number.
I think you're right. I think that's the key more than Debo coming back. And, it's been a few weeks with that high ankle. They haven't said high ankle. They've denied high ankle. They've said it's more than a low ankle. But by video, it's a high ankle. And yes, Trent Williams was limited in practice today, but I don't think he's anything close to 100%. I mean, it's possible that he plays, but then you're going to end up with Kittle over there chipping and helping. I think you're absolutely right. If If you can get those guys healthy, then San Francisco is different. And look, Brock Purdy's proven to be a good quarterback when he's not chasing. Chasing, not so much.
Yeah. So one more question. How about Aaron Banks on the left guard position? Is there any worry about him not suiting up?
There's not. He's better off than Trent Williams at this point in time. Trent Williams is the bigger worry.
I got you.
Hey, boy, you got a question, quick question for Pro Football Doc. We've got about a minute left in this segment.
Yeah, we saw the Dallas Goedert injury. I was just wondering the timetable on that.
Well, it hasn't been reported yet whether he's actually had surgery. There was some word of surgery. I think it's more proximal radius, elbow more than forearm almost. Either way, I think there's the bye week. He's going to hit IR. I think he'll be back before the end of the regular season, Dallas Goedert. And the bye week can't come at a better time for Jalen Hurts, right? Re-aggravating that left knee.
All right. We're going to go to our next segment in about 15 seconds. I don't want no one to go anywhere.
Protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products.
Save big money at Menards.
We got Pro Football Doc. He's going to come right back for segment number four, and he's going to give out all the injury reports in the NFL. We're going to break it all down for you. And I want to give out this sponsorship, UnderdogFantasy.com. That's UnderdogFantasy.com. Make sure you guys check them out, and we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from the PhillyGodfather.com. We're talking to Pro Football Doc from SICScore.com. He's giving out all the injury reports in the NFL, which way to bet these games. April, you got a question for Pro Football Doc?
Yeah, what's the status on Justin Jefferson? How long he's going to be sidelined for?
Well, you know, his practice window has opened up, but he's not playing this week. You don't come back week one from a hamstring like that. Next week at best, if the Vikings are still rolling, yes, he could. But he's still a little bit of ways.
Bruce, you got any questions for the doc here?
Yeah, I'm wondering about two quarterbacks. Justin Fields, who I thought was going to play tonight, and then information came out earlier, he's not. And what do you think Kyler Murray's condition is?
Well, Justin Fields is not playing tonight. He's inactive. But we've been talking. I know, I'm sorry, I missed a week or two on Philly Godfather here from the get-go. This was not a day-to-day injury. This was always a multi-week injury. And even last week, when he was already out for the third week since his injury, said it's not a guarantee he plays before the four-week minimum. People thought because he didn't get put on injured reserve that means he'll be back within 4 weeks. Not the case when you're the starting star quarterback. If there's a chance you could play, they don't put you on IR because of the new flexibility of practice squad rules. And I get Matt Eberflus was very confusing yesterday. Oh, he's listed as doubtful, but he's out. All that confusion. But if you go back and listen to that press conference, those weren't the key words. Look, what Eberflus was saying, if we list him as out yesterday, even if a miracle happens, he cannot play. So we're going to list him as doubtful, but he's not going to play. But the most important thing in that press conference, he mentioned three times at least, I don't know that I counted the whole thing, he mentioned the words, Justin Fields is getting better with his accuracy. Accuracy, because when it's a thumb injury, if you can't grip it, you can't spin it. If you can't spin it, you cannot be accurate. This is why this was always a multi-week injury. Next week, after 10 days, he's got a chance, but even that isn't 100% guaranteed. This was always a 4 to 6 week window type of thing. That's Justin Fields there. It's about being able to grip it in accuracy. If it were his left thumb, he'd already be playing. If he was any other position on the field, he'd already be playing. But because of quarterback, that is the deal. And we saw that a little bit with Matt Stafford, too, missing, and he never misses with that omoplatal ligament. Now, Kyler Murray, he was 100% fine with his throwing and from the pocket. His mobility clearly can't be at 100%. That's just not how injuries heal. You don't go from one day not get Boston at 100. We have his six score at 71, and because we value his legs so much and his effectiveness, I know the stature arguments from the pocket, what can he do? But the other thing there, in Atlanta has the healthier six score advantage here, but you also have to remember, besides Kyler not being 100%, this is his first opportunity in a new offense with a new coaching system and with rust and not 100%. And you guys know this. In the regular season, there aren't a lot of snaps to be had. Now, Murray's been practicing with the team, but do you think they gave him first-team snaps last week? No, they had to give them to Clayton Tune, right? They had to give them to Josh Dobbs before that. So there's a lot of rust here and newness with the system in addition to the knee, as well as an overall advantage to Atlanta on the health scale.
Doc, I got a question for you about Deshaun Watson. How effective is he going to be this week in Baltimore? It's a huge game for both teams, division game. I mean, Baltimore has looked unreal over the last couple of weeks. Who's the more banged-up team here?
Actually, Cleveland. I mean, all season, especially early season, we've been saying Baltimore is the most banged up. Baltimore. They survived that. They are now in the 90s. They are among the healthier teams at this point in time. And here's the big thing. Deshaun Watson, his shoulder's fine now. He's back. But it's still a lot of rust. Rust from not a lot of games this season and time off. And here's the problem here. It's not Nick Chubb and the running back and all that stuff. It's Jedrick Willis just went down left tackle. And remember, Jack Conklin was the first game one injury. Jones, the kid from Ohio State, did very well, the big kid at right tackle. But he's starting to show some rookie fatigue, I think, popping up with some soreness and injuries. So if you don't have stability at right tackle now and the left tackle is now out, which way do you turn the protection? I think this is a game where Baltimore is on the correct side in terms of health.
Well, let's go to one more game before we let you go. The 49ers, they needed that bye week really bad. They were banged up. Who's the more banged up team here? Is it San Francisco or Jacksonville?
Well, you know, the concern, as we talked about, is that on the offensive line there at left tackle, left guard, they're a little bit even. Jacksonville's on the slightly or healthier side, but, you know, is this a revenge game after three straight losses for the 49ers and the bye week? The other one with a big mismatch, believe it or not, is the Raiders and Antonio Pierce with the healthier squad against the other New York team. They beat up on the New York Giants. Now they get the New York Jets. The Jets the other day, we couldn't have been bigger, I don't know about you guys, on the under, given the fact that Justin Herbert didn't have some of his passing targets, and the Jets were missing four out of five positions on the offensive line, and that's likely to continue this week against the Raiders. Absent the punt return touchdown and the pick almost six and the giveaway field goal, it should have been a 10-6 score in the game. Instead, it was 27-6, but still easily the under. The Jets are in trouble with their offensive line, and the Raiders have the advantage there.
All right, Doc, I want to thank you for coming on. Let everyone know where to find you on social media and your website.
Social media, Twitter, at ProFootballDoc, but also at SICScore, 6Score. And the website is SICScore.com. And thanks for putting out the picks promo, Godfather, for you guys for free. Look, we were on the sides, and we actually had an unbelievable week last week. There were a lot of mismatches, and it was 16-5-1. And we, for the first time ever, we gave out a quote guarantee, and that was for Monday night. We thought that was a dead bang under, and the punt return got us a little nervous, but it still was pretty good.
That's great stuff, Doc. Thanks for coming on. You'll be back next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, let's bring on John Grace, live from Las Vegas. Is he still in the green room?
What's going on, guys?
You ingest all that information Pro Football Doc gave you out there?
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. I think the point he made about the Jets' O-line is something that should be a sticking point. You know, Raiders rejuvenated with Antonio Pierce. He actually lives in this building here in Vegas. I was in the elevator with him 2 weeks ago, so that's, you know, I got a rooting interest for him for that matter. But, you know, they got Max Crosby on the D line there and that team being rejuvenated and line dropping. I really think the Raiders hop back in the playoff race here and take it this week.
Wow. All right, let's go to Rooster first. Rooster, Browns at Ravens. You heard what the Doc had to say. Ravens are the healthier team. It's kind of a buy high spot on the Ravens after winning three in a row. They dismantled a couple teams over the last couple weeks. Are you looking to lay the six and a half here on the Ravens?
I know the Browns are banged up a little bit, but that defense is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, they're just not giving up anything, running, passing, nothing. They're the number one defense in the league for on a lot of different metrics. And you give me a defensive team like that getting seven, I know it's on the road, but I'm taking the seven. I like the dog.
It's a division game. Revenge game. They got blown out the first time. I think the Browns' defense is better. Let me go to April. April, who do you like in this matchup?
I love the Browns here. I mean, you got a great defense. It's a division game. These teams know each other very well. And the Ravens beat them the first time around. So I think the Browns show up here and cover the seven.
Matt Moteps from the College Kids, do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, this is the lowest total on the board. So the 7 points, they definitely mean a lot more than in any of the other games. You know, it's a little scary, as Doc talked about, with the injuries. But Deshaun Watson's back. And last time he threw three interceptions, I don't see that happening again. So you gotta lean with Cleveland plus the 7.
Sheep, are you laying the favorite as usual?
No, I like the dog here. I hate to say it. Anytime I'm on Rooster's side, I get nervous, a little nauseating at times. But the only thing that scares me is that some of the injuries that Doc just went over. But I'm all dog there.
John Grace, you like who you like in that matchup?
I love the Browns, man. I mean, I know a lot of us are on the Browns for futures, but you know, the big thing is Deshaun Watson's actually playing in this game. You know, last matchup, they threw a Dorian Thompson-Robinson on a whim and was a disaster. So, yeah, this is the Browns. This is probably the Browns' put up or shut up game for the season, so I got to go roll with them.
All right, let me go to the 8-ball next. Texans are playing the Bengals. The Bengals are looking like Super Bowl contenders again. Lane 7 at home, 47.5. Who are you liking that matchup?
I think the Texans are playing some great football right now. I think getting a touchdown here, I don't know how you pass that up.
I agree with you. I like the Texans plus 7. Matt, do you like the Texans or the Bengals?
So I love T.J. Stroud since the beginning of the season, and we saw what he did last week. He's awesome, amazing. But, I mean, Cincinnati, they're rolling. They've won a good amount of games in a row now. And you look at the Texans depth chart, I mean, 11 to 22 guys on that depth chart, they're questionable. And then guys behind them, a lot of them were put on the IR. So, yeah, I'm definitely looking at Cincy minus the 6.5 if I can catch that.
Bruce, do you agree with Matt or the 8-ball here? Are you like the favorite or the dog?
I like Cincinnati. Joe Burrow is a killer. He's switched into a different gear pretty much than anybody in the league, including Mahomes. I know the Chiefs do not want to see them in the playoffs. They're going to end up seeing them because of that, you know, a couple missteps at the beginning of the year when Burrow was hurt. But I am very high on Cincinnati right now. I think they win that game easy.
Sheep, who do you like there?
I have to agree with Rooster on this one. The Bengals really look really good, and Burrows is playing probably the best football as a quarterback after the past 3 weeks, I would say, in recent play. So I like the Bengals here.
John Grace, live from Vegas. Who are you liking that matchup?
Yeah, I got to agree with those guys as well, man, with the Bengals. You know, the injury report for the Texans, a lot of questions on that as well. Plus, you know, the hype of C.J. Stroud, you know, breaking the rookie record of passing yards. Everyone's getting eyes on it could be a good spot for the Bengals to kind of, you know, put the Texans down and then tell them it's a couple more years till, you know, you'll be elite.
Keep it rolling. All right, let's go to the next game, 49ers against the Jags. Rooster, who are you liking that matchup? 49ers laying 3 on the road here.
I'm a huge Jags fan. I love the Jags. Dougie P. I love their quarterback. But I just think this is a bad spot for them. The Niners have to win this game to get back on track. The Jags are kind of flying high, and I really like them at home. But, again, it's a bad spot. I lean Niners. I don't think I'm going to bet the game because I'd hate to root against the Jags because I got a future on them. But, yeah, I kind of like the 49ers minus 2.5.
I mean, you brought up a good point earlier, how good are the Bills, and that's really their only quality win on the season. They beat Buffalo, but how good is Buffalo? So, I know, what are they, 6-2 of the Jags, and we both have futures on them from the beginning of the year, but this game scares me. Let me go to 8-ball. 8-ball, who you like in this matchup?
I like the Jags here. I mean, Brock Purdy hasn't been the same since the concussion. He might still be dealing with some issues. And with the left tackle and left guard hurt, I think that's an advantage for the Jacksonville D-line. Put pressure on Purdy and continue to make him struggle here.
Let me go to Matt Moteps from the College Kids. Matt, who you like?
I don't think Jacksonville was versus any quality competition. I pointed out earlier how when they did versus quality competition, quality defense in the Kansas City Chiefs, they only put up 9 points. And now they're versing, you know, maybe arguably, I think they're behind Cleveland, but arguably the best defense in the NFL or one of them. And I think you're going to see some troubles by Trevor Lawrence. Now, big question mark with the left tackle, left guard, but I think it's a good spot for San Fran and a bad spot for Jacksonville. So I have to take San Fran minus the 2.5 here.
John Grace, we got 15 seconds. Who do you like real quick?
Yeah, I'm rolling with the Jags. The only thing that worries me is the revamped Niners D-line with Chase Young coming on the other edge from Nick Bosa. I think that's going to be tough for any team to defend moving forward. But, yeah, got to run with the home dog here.
All right, I want everyone to check out UnderdogFantasy.com. That's UnderdogFantasy.com. Use promo code WIN, and they'll match your deposit up to $100. And we'll be right back with the Rooster Recap. We'll be firing away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. I want to thank all our guests, Pro Football Doc from SICScore.com, Dave Mason from BetOnline.ag, John Grace live from Las Vegas. And let's go to Rooster. You got the recap again?
Got the recap. Matt from the College Kids, like the Bears tonight, -3. San Francisco, -3. Cleveland, +7. Cincinnati, -6.5. The 49ers, -2.5. 8-ball, Bears, -3. Jags, under 45.5. Browns, +7. Texans, +7. Jags, +3. Babab, Bears, first half, -1.5. Browns, +7. Cincinnati, -6.5. Godfather likes Carolina, +3, and the Texans, +7. Grace likes the Browns, +7. Cincinnati, -6.5. Jags, +3. And you might want to write these down, listeners. This is Rooster. Carolina, +3. Browns, +7. Cincinnati, -6.5. The Niners, -2.5.
I'm going to add the Raiders at a pick. The Falcons -1 and San Francisco -160 on the money line. And that's our picks. Great job, Bruce. You make that look easy. I mean.
Well, that's how you do it. We had Baba in short before. And we
I've never
game before.
Listen.
He's still wondering what happened to Miami at 9:30 in the morning. He started his Sunday.
You got him quiet as a mouse. I mean, the Cowboys get. They lose the game. They don't cover. What's going on, man? You're quiet,
I had to be quiet 1 week because he had one winning week. It's over.
What happened to Miami?
It's over.
What happened to Miami?
30 seconds left. I want to thank John Grace for coming on. John Grace, real quick.
I want to know where to find you.
Know what your website is.
At John Grace on Twitter and Instagram. Any websites are bachelorvegas.com and bachelorvegas.com. But yeah, you reach me personally.
You got one more game you want to give out before we let you go?
Chargers, money line.
There you go.
Yeah.
I kind of like that too a little bit, man. Catching points at home. Let's go. Let's go. All right. I want to thank everyone for listening on SiriusXM and Sports Grid, watching us live on Twitter at Philly Godfather Live Stream and Jacob Media. And I want to thank UnderdogFantasy.com. That's UnderdogFantasy.com. Use promo code WIN. And they'll match your deposit up to $100, and we'll see you next week.